Yevamos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Shlosha Achim, three brothers. Shnayim hem nesuim shtei achios. Two of these brothers are married to two sisters. V'echad nosi nachris. And the third brother is married to a woman that's not related to the other two. So it's called the three brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Meis echad mi bali achios. So one of the sisters' husbands died. So let's say Ruvain dies. V'konos nosi nachris es ishto. And now Levi, who's married to an unrelated woman, does Yibum on this lady. Let's call her Sarah. Now realize that when Levi now did Yibum on Sarah, Shimon, the other brother, was not able to do Yibum to Sarah because Sarah was the sister of Shimon's wife because he was one of the two brothers. And we're going to see now that the klal is that if at any point in time a woman is Usser and he can't do Yibum, if it's his brother's wife that he cannot do Yibum at a certain time, that woman becomes Usser forever. It's almost as if she has a child, like a woman that has a child with a brother, there's no mitzvah Yibum. So too, if there was a time where she was Usser at the beginning of the Zika, then it's Usser forever. And now, Umesa Ishto Shosheni, and now Shimon's other wife dies. So Shimon's not married to Sarah's sister anymore. V'yacha kach meis nasoi nachris. And now Levi, the third brother, that's married to the non-relative, now Levi dies. Levi, at that point, had two wives. He had this Nachris, the woman that wasn't related to anybody, and he also was married to Sarah, who was Reuven's wife. Now Levi died, and now Shimon, who just lost his wife, Harezo Asura Lov Alamis, he can marry any of these women. Hol V'nesra Lov Shah Achas, because she was Asur to him for one moment. And therefore, both Sarah, who is Achos Ishto, that at one time when she felt even that first time where he couldn't do anything, she's Usser, so too the Tsara, which was the woman that wasn't related, she's also Usser to him. Next case, Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Mehen, Nisum Shtei Achios, two of them married two sisters, Ve'echad Nasi Nachris, and then the third brother, Levi, let's call him, is married to the stranger, the non-relative, Geirosh Echad Mi Bali Achis Is Ishto. So now let's say the case is where Reuven divorces his wife. One of the sisters is now not married to Reuven. He is divorced. Umeis nosoi nachris. And now Levi dies. Uknosa hamigarish. Reuven then goes and does Yibum on this woman that is not related to anybody. So now Reuven's only married to one woman. He divorced that first sister. He's only married to one woman. Vomeis. And now Reuven dies. So now the question is, this one woman who is not related to anybody, that used to be Levi's wife, can Shimon, who was initially married to Reuven's wife's sister, but Reuven divorced that wife, can Shimon now do Yibum? So the answer is yes, he can. Zohi Sha'amru. This is what the Mishnah said. V'kulan shemesu o nisgarshu tzarosein mutaros. All the 15 arayis we had in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, where they would die or get divorced, as long as it's before the Zika is created, the tzaros are mutar. So in this case, because he divorced his wife first, in this case, the first guy, Reuven. Therefore, when the Zika was created, she wasn't an erva to him. So here, the second brother is allowed to marry her because she was never a tsaras erva at the same time. Because he already divorced her before. Because the klal of a tsaras erva is that she has to be, the tsara has to be married to the yavam at the same time. And here, since he divorced the erva first, and then and only then, he then married this other lady, who was Levi's wife, that woman would not be usher to the second brother.